Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Crisis and gospel hope mingle in Sudan's civil war, now almost 2 years old. Then, you're invited to accept the challenge with Mission India to reach kids with the gospel. These stories coming your way. We'll begin today in Sudan, where the International Committee of the Red Cross just released a new report highlighting trends of concern about Sudan's civil war, which will hit the 2-year mark on Tuesday. Unknown Nation's Greg Kelly says,
Sudan, for many reasons, should be on our radar. A, it's the worst humanitarian crisis in the world today. This is a country of only 50 million people, and more than half of them are literally dependent upon some kind of aid, or else they are facing death.
The paramilitary group Rapid Support Forces has launched numerous attacks against Christian communities and churches since the war began.
The RSF takes it to the next level because they have no limits, no bound. There's no governor on what they will do. And so they will attack. Christians are always a convenient target. They find majority Christian pockets in parts of Sudan and South Sudan. And so they will target them for no other reason that they are Christians.
Yet the Lord is bringing good from Sudan's tragedy. Muslims are hearing about Christ for the first time in refugee camps, and they're turning to him for salvation.
When everything has been taken from you, your heart is open to a different message. Even last week, there was 15 new baptisms from our Darfur believers who are working as missionaries among refugees.
Keep praying for the war in Sudan to end. We'll turn next to India, where discrimination cases against Christians have quadrupled over the last 10 years. Floyd Brobel with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says the trend isn't likely to redirect.
When people on the ground feel that they're empowered to discriminate against other religions, and in this case, a Christian minority, without any consequences, and in most cases encouraged by government leaders and authorities, then I think you'll see these incidents increase.
Rebel says attacks are taking place in the midst of worship services.
As they're praying and as they're worshiping, we've seen footage of Christians even beaten with sticks and rods to discourage them from worshiping in that place.
While officials tout religious freedom, Rebel says the test of authenticity is what happens on the ground.
When we see increasingly states that are not allowing for conversion from one religion to another, then those words fall flat.
So please pray for the church in India.
We should be praying constantly that in the midst of this struggle, that our brothers and sisters in India would continue to be faithful, that God would continue to supply their needs, and that they can continue to shine a light in the midst of this increasing opposition.
And we'll close with a look at children's ministry in India. When a young boy, Akhil, began attending a 10-day children's Bible club, he struggled with anxiety and loneliness. Raina Miller with Mission India says,
his parents were fighting at home all the time. So his dad was really busy with work, and his mom was busy performing rituals to their gods because she was very superstitious. And his parents had differing belief systems, and it caused a lot of arguments between them.
At Mission India's 10-day children's Bible club, Akhil played games with other kids, sang songs, and heard about Jesus for the first time.
As he was at the Bible club each day, he felt relaxed in a way that he didn't feel at home. And he noticed that the Bible stories he was hearing contradicted what his parents believed. But he believed in them, and he believed in Jesus, and he was moved and received Jesus as a savior.
You can change the lives of more kids like Akhil. From now till April 21st, every donation to Mission India's 10-day Bible clubs will be doubled, up to $350,000. Now, normally, a buck sends one kid to Bible club, but now that covers two kids, and it spurs a ripple effect.
We see kids all the time leading others to Christ.
So be a part of this story. We'll help you find your way at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.